Now time for a locker room chat with Centralia boys head basketball coach Nick Evans after a pair of very interesting wins. And coach, we'll start off with your guys' 68-52 home win against a very good Hanover team that actually upended you in the TVL tournament. But you guys, you tell me you guys had some foul trouble in this one. Bowers and Becker, as well as Timmel, only played about half of the game. It was your bench that was able to give you guys a lot. Altifer, he had 16. Bowers did have 12 in his playing time. Reese Tanking had 14. And Brett Heidemann coming in with 10 points. So I just want to get your overall thoughts on this one.
Yeah, our Ben Haverkamp, he's a junior for us, and he's been, just year after Christmas, he's just kind of getting better and better. And I coached him in junior high, and he came off the bench, and he's just really active on defense, gets some steals for us, and he only had 2 points in that game, but one was a steal on the Mine kid, who's their best player, and it was in the open court, and he got a layup. And those are just energy plays, you know. And we had a lot of that from our bench. Brett Heidemann coming in, and he was a rebounding fool, a lot of offensive rebounds and putbacks. And those are just and our bench just thrives on that, and they're very energetic. And it was nice to see the starters that usually play the majority of the game sitting on the bench, and they're getting into it with watching those guys play. So it's just a good group, and the energy that they feed off of each other. And so once a couple shots go in, man, that basket, it kind of opens up like an ocean, you know. It doesn't matter how it goes in. It just kind of gets, and it's, you know, infectious amongst the entire team.
Absolutely. And then you guys followed that up with a 50-32 win at Troy last night. And, Coach, this is a game that you only led by one going in the fourth quarter, but you outscored them 19-2 in that final frame. What was going right for you guys in that final 8 minutes?
We moved some things a little bit defensively to help us. They were getting us on straight line drives and kicking to the backside, and they were beating us on some back doors early. And like I said, our guys adjust really good. You can tell them something that you're seeing, and they understand it, and they adjust to it. So they were getting us on that early. I think we had three steals there in the fourth quarter on that same thing they were trying to get us. That we just sat our guy back there and they just picked it off. And so that kind of limited them a little bit on offense, because they were getting us with that early, getting some easy shots on that. And then, again, our continuing to use our bench, I think, benefits us, because their guys that were hitting early, we have the benefit that we can go to our bench and use our bench guys. And those guys that are, that number 11, dude, that he never stops moving. And he was hitting early, but I think it wears on him, because he's constantly having to move, because he's getting a new person on him, you know, and we're fresh. He's getting fresh people on him, and that makes you tired, you know, and it just kind of wears on you.
So, Coach, now you have a game on Friday coming up against Frankfort, but I want to talk about the rest of your schedule, because, Coach, you guys have 7 games in the last 15 days of the regular season. I mean, that is just brutal. Do you feel like things are kind of stacked up against you in that way?
A little. I mean, yeah, yes and no. I mean, the weather didn't help us. You know, we have to make up that we moved twice with Donovan West. I don't know. Sometimes it is, sometimes it's not. You know, sometimes in this part of the year, you'd rather play than practice. Because at this point, you are what you are. And I think playing games, because I think, you know, it's like Substate, you play a game and then you sit for a week, and it's kind of ugly, you know, from every team. That semifinal round, because you're not continuing to play. So it can be beneficial, and it can hurt you too, you know, just cause you get tired and your legs. But we have the benefit of, like I said, we can play guys and feel confident in that. So I think because we have depth, I'm not too concerned about it.
Frankfort and Centralia coming up on Friday. That game can be found right here on KMZA. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate it, and best of luck in this one.
Thank you.
That was Centralia boys head basketball coach Nick Evans here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, and Wanklin Oil Company.